the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's Half Past Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
And you know what? This is Pop Clips.
Yes.
Pop Clips. Now, Christmas ended, but we have a lot of Christmas-type
yeah,
clips.
I mean, you know, it's over.
Like, you have leftovers from your Christmas dinner, we have leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
So, although you shouldn't be eating leftovers this far from Christmas. I think it's like...
keeps.
Two days is like the...
it's fucking
I think
fine.
They say that 2 days is good.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're wrong. Mm-hmm. You know that stuff's bullshit. You know you don't buy the best day dates on milk and shit.
Yeah,
if it looks good, eat it.
Yeah. So anyways.
So, let's get started.
We don't need to have that every time now.
Well, you're not the judge of what we have every time.
I think I am.
Anyways, speaking of that.
All right.
Here's Sophia of Howell with her latest post about how she turns 18, or did, on the 26th. So...
No.
Hey guys, it's me, Sophia, and today I'm filming
sure
a video about turning 18.
Everyone wanted to fuck me, so you've all been waiting for it. Yeah.
She's only 18, but she's so wise.
I know, she knows everything.
She's never lived, really. She's lived with her parents.
I know, but she knows all about life and how you should live it.
On the day that it goes up, then it's Christmas.
We're not.
So, Merry Christmas to anyone who celebrates it.
Because she's so inclusive, you know?
Well, yeah.
Listen, if you celebrate Christmas, you know,
Merry Christmas.
But if you don't... You know, just, you know, I give you good wishes to your family and all your
loved ones. I don't like wishes, so fuck you.
I remember when I worked at this one place where people used, one part of the job was to post on this company's Facebook, and someone put a Happy Thanksgiving post up, and the person, like, lost their mind.
Happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, like, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. How dare you put that on my business's page? I want my money back, and I want you to take everything off of there. It's like, calm down. It's not even like
Yeah, man.
Like, who gives a fuck?
Well...
The Native Americans, they were...
Well, I'm Native, and the fucking pilgrims came over and killed all my people.
They didn't kill
so
the pilgrims.
Yeah,
were
don't
peaceful
fucking...
people. They're Puritans.
Yeah, the Puritans were evil. Pure
Tomorrow
evil.
Tomorrow is my 18th birthday.
Happy birthday.
When I posted my first YouTube
I can finally
video,
fuck
I was
Mark.
Years old.
I've been
and
waiting.
That's kind of weird.
Mark's
when you
been
think
so
about
patient.
It. Now, in 2 days, my video
it's true, I have been.
You could just touch
out,
her before that.
Yeah, I would let's just jerk off on her face.
And
that's
say,
cool. But and now I could take it to a whole
say,
new level.
I hate it when
and
my favorite YouTuber
I've been,
changed, and
she's been really looking
YouTube,
forward to me hate fucking her.
But I've absolutely changed. How
does that just really work? Like,
only for the better.
Like, I love when we don't even listen to
her. I'm really proud of
yeah, I don't give a fuck.
How does it even work? Like,
how does what work?
Is it detrimental if you do anything sexual with us?
Yeah, it's very murky because they say any kind of sexual contact, but who defines what sexual contact is?
But if I mean...
If you brush up against me and you accidentally touch my butt, I'll come.
But what if you're
20, that's sexual contact for me.
And you go to a movie with a 16-year-old and you hold hands. Is that illegal?
My answer is that...
I don't think so. I don't think they're going to say hand-holding is sexual contact. But what...
What if I check her palm, like her palm lines, and, you know, she gets a tingle in her hands when I'm touching
her? No, while I hold her hand with my right hand, I'm masturbating with my left hand.
What if I give her a scalp?
Does that count then?
What if I give her a scalp massage with one of those things that look like an egg beater? You ever see those?
No.
I saw them on Christmas. Someone put one on my head. It was like the greatest thing I ever felt.
Some fucking nonsense.
It's not nonsense. It feels really good. Like, it makes your whole body tingle.
With any other birthday.
It's awesome. I ordered a couple from China, so...
The thing is, I bet if I started...
Next time you come over, I'll use it someday.
Listen, if I started touching you the right way, I can get your whole body to tingle, because I have that kind of touch.
Dude, I'm telling you, you'd love it. I'm telling you.
I say that to the ladies. I tell you what, I mean, you don't think you will, but you're going to fucking love it.
For a little bit, you know.
I don't give a fuck what she's saying.
Oh, you don't?
No. Fucking idiot. Tell me how to live my life. Fucking kid.
Well, she talked about in that video how she was doing videos since she was 12, so I thought I'd go back in time to back to September 15th, 2010, when she was, I guess, 13. I don't know, her early ones were on there. This is how I keep my teeth clean, because some 13-year-old is an expert in fucking dental hygiene.
Well, of course!
She thought she was an expert even back then.
I just I've been brushing my teeth like a fucking sucker.
Who
what is she doing?
Who is? In what planet do people go to 13-year-olds for advice? I guess if you're six, like that guy's. When you were like seven, you.
Wow, this chick has it all together.
She's so old and wise.
Wow, she knows everything.
I finally bring back the kid voice that I didn't remember. So here's how she keep her teeth.
Is her voice still raspy?
My video is still a little bit lopsided because
she looks a lot younger.
If you watched my last video, you do know that it fell over in the middle of the video, which has been happening a lot here lately.
No, I don't hear the rasp.
Yeah. Ooh, I hate when it falls over. Okay, just kidding. So, anyways,
you know what I like about being a fully grown adult in my 30s?
What's that?
That if you have footage of me from 5-10 years ago, I still look basically the same. But you know, if you're 18, you're a little tiny little kid in older footage, you know?
You know what? I don't look that much different when I was 18.
Well, 18 you did. You were all disheveled, you had the big rapist glasses and all that stuff.
No.
Yeah, you did.
Sometimes I wore the glasses, sometimes I didn't.
You didn't get contacts until
I got sometimes I just didn't wear glasses. You're just blind. I'm not saying I didn't have contacts or that I had contacts, I just didn't wear anything. Like, when you see that picture of me of, like, my high school yearbook, do I look that much different?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway. You look a lot better now, probably.
Oh, I do. Isn't that weird? I look better 20 years later.
Listen, that's what you want to be. You don't want to peak in high school. There's so many girls that are, like, the hottest chick in high school.
Yeah,
and then,
that's when they peaked when they were 16.
And now they're just average at best. And it's like, wow. What the hell happened? Everyone, like, every guy wanted you, and now...
No one will touch you.
No one cares.
Let me tell you something. I haven't peaked yet. Although, I'm building.
If I knew kids from high school, I'd date the girl, and they're like, yeah, you know who I'm dating? And like, wow, don't look at her Facebook, though. I'm warning you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be telling you how I keep my teeth and my mouth clean and smelling good.
By brushing them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, like, show you my...
toothbrush.
Oral routine. So the first thing that I do, just before I tell you...
She did a lot of
like
lip smacking
do,
back
I
then.
I need to grab something. So, 1 second. Let me grab it.
Very unprofessional.
Does she have some amazing technique or something? Because, I mean, I have a regimen, too. Flossing,
okay.
Water pick, brushing.
But what I always tell you
I even take that... I bought one of those metal tools and...
I have
a couple of like the back teeth
like,
that I have to kind of like scrape around.
If I did have to choose between
you
like
can't
all
get
of
in
the
there.
Brands, I would pick Crest. They don't.
Yeah,
have
she's just gonna show us how she brushes her fucking teeth.
Like, Brooke Shields telling you this is how I keep my teeth white. Yeah, that's not why. I guess that there are Crest.
It's odd that she knows who Brooke Shields
strips.
Is.
I don't
yeah.
use those.
I guess Brooke Shields
is
all those fashion commercials.
She's
a fashion icon.
And the fourth one, I don't even think that they make one of these things by Crest, so that's why. So anyways, the second thing actually. Third.
Shut the fuck up.
Toothbrush, but my favorite color is yellow, which you probably figured out being that my bedroom and my bathroom are yellow.
She has her own bathroom.
My favorite color.
Because she's lived this sheltered life. That's why she knows everything.
That's
why she's a fucking expert in everything.
My video camera is yellow. Okay? I like yellow here.
My car in 5 years will be yellow.
She has rich parents. She lives a sheltered life.
And I just... I'm going to actually show you how I brush. So I start like right here. On these sides.
She's really just showing people how to brush. Apparently, no one knows how to brush their teeth.
Who is she
She's under that impression that people don't know how to brush their teeth.
Who exactly,
she's going to show them.
Who exactly is she targeting in this video? Like
no idea.
Three-year-olds?
The thing is, that just shows you what contempt she has for regular people. You are such dumb fuck-ups. You don't even know how to brush your fucking teeth. Let me show you.
I'm a 12-year-old with infinite amount of knowledge that I've gained from sitting in my yellow room with my parents.
Well, yellow helps you absorb
providing
information.
Every one of my needs. And that's where she still is today.
Yeah. That fancy car you don't her parents probably bought. Although she's making all this money from selling shitty jewelry or I don't know what the fuck
didn't
she sells.
Didn't she say she was thinking of not going to college like because she's a big time YouTube star?
I don't recall her saying that.
I thought, well, she had some video, but I think we couldn't get through and you yelled at me.
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Next up, Burn My Goat guy from the archives because he doesn't post shit anymore.
Too busy for the holidays.
Scott Buchanan, on May 15th, 2014, he posted this, What Burns My Goat.
Good morning, fellow goaters, and welcome to this week, What Burns My Goat. I'm your host, Scott. And before we get started,
shut that bird up.
I have a few Obama jokes for you. And people who know me know that I can't stand Obama.
Yep.
For those of you who voted for him the first time, you are forgiven. For those of you who voted for him the second time, I really think you need to see a shrink.
What were the better options?
I don't even remember.
It was Mitt Romney. I didn't vote that. I stopped voting.
Yeah, I didn't vote.
I quit voting. It's a waste of time.
I voted for him the first time. That was the last time I voted. I figured I did my duty as an American.
Your vote matters, Mark.
It doesn't.
And you can't have an opinion unless you... Fuck you.
That's not true. Anyone who says that can shut the fuck up. Listen, if you don't vote, you don't have a say. That's not true.
Is that so I can't complain about who gets an Oscar? Because I don't have an Oscar vote.
Guess what?
I don't have a Heisman vote.
If that's true, then guess what? I'm not going to pay any taxes. I don't have a say in the government, so I'm not going to pay into it.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Paying taxes.
Yeah, so shut the fuck up.
Obama has screwed this country up so bad he don't know which way it's going. So
he doesn't know what way is up or down.
I would like him to I know this is a funny word you use with him. I'd like him to articulate
why
Obama's a bad president.
Well, look, okay, give me a minute and I will. All right, first of all, I don't know if you know this, but he's not even actually an American.
That's not a reason why he's a bad president.
No, maybe not, but it's a start. Okay, first, because he's lying about it, obviously. Mm. Okay, second, I don't know if you know this fact, but he's black.
Those are two reasons.
Yep.
that probably is pretty accurate.
Yeah, probably.
I'm no Obama fan. I have a neutral opinion of him, really. But what the fuck?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, he hasn't really done much of anything. But you know what?
Like most presidents.
Yeah, I was going to say, most presidents don't do much of things.
Other than Bill Clinton, who was the greatest president of all time.
I know, he was fucking awesome. Other than him, most presidents don't really do anything.
Gas was 90 cents, the country was fucking doing great.
Don't tell his critics that, because they'll just say that he really had nothing to do with that.
He's a crook and he got a blowjob in the office.
Yeah, and you know what? The kind of country was trending in that direction anyway, so he didn't need to be there for any of that good stuff to happen. It just so happened that he was.
Oh, please. You know what? Some cute, chubby intern offers you. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Look, what the fuck, man?
She is decent looking back
in
the day.
Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah.
He's a powerful man. She found that very sexy. Most women do. They love power.
Listen, when you're the president, you can't just go out looking for chicks.
Yeah, it's whatever. But look, listen, back in the old days, when Kennedy was president, he could just have whores over to the White House. He's just fucking all day. The times aren't like that anymore.
Yeah.
He's got to take what he can fucking get.
Yeah.
And he needs it.
Barack Obama call illegal aliens. He calls them undocumented Democrats. If Barack Obama is on a sinking ship, who gets saved? The country. What drink do you get with a McObama Happy Meal in Pakistan? No drink, just ice.
I don't know what the fuck kind of jokes these are.
Go say to
did
me.
Did he write these? Because I would need some. I need someone to explain. I need cliff notes.
Yeah, I don't even know what the jokes even mean. I'm sure he didn't write them. Like he has an imagination.
Romney, don't be sad. Obama's foreign policy killed me too. And what's Michelle Obama's favorite vegetable? Broccoli. Okay, now let's get into our winning losers of the week.
Wow, that's...
We have a 15-year-old student who was raped in the hallway of her high school while class was suspended.
This guy just gets right into it.
A 17-year-old rapist is being charged as an adult.
The female
victim was reportedly walking with a suspect to class around 8 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know.
Morning.
What's that noise?
He coming on to her.
Is he being abducted by aliens?
He suddenly grabbed the girl by the arm and dragged her to an area that security cameras couldn't
see. A fly just landed on his face. He got a fly to sit on his face.
Is he not even, like, reacting to it?
He flicked it off.
Oh, okay.
The victim apparently screamed at the suspect, telling him that she didn't want to go. But he pushed her to the ground.
Beast
got
to get him telling the fly to go, the shoe fly.
Shoe fly, don't bother me. Shoe fly, don't bother me.
And police say that the suspect...
Please say.
He
said police, but it sounds like he said please say.
Listen, please. The police told me.
An undetectable area where he pulled up her skirt.
All right, Scott, that's thanks for coming out this week. What the fuck is he talking about? All right, now we move on to Kimberly.
He's like graphically describing a rape of some middle school girl.
I don't know what his burn his goat is about. I mean, what could he be? What is he mad at? He likes doing like, I'm sick of rapists. Like, all right, who isn't? Like, are people for rapists?
I don't think there's like kind of like, there's not like a pro-rape coalition that I know of.
Listen, give the guy a chance. You know, he raped a few chicks, but that's all right.
Listen, I'm against it, okay? I'm going to stay strong with my principles.
At most, people are you know, claim that people didn't rape. They're not against, they're not for rapists.
They're not pro. They might say, like, well, you know, maybe that it didn't happen.
Yeah. But that's about as far as
that, that's as far as anyone will go. And those people are kind of in the minority, too.
Unless you are a rapist, like, listen. Rapists have rights too, okay?
Yeah, for the most part, people are kind of just like, you know, they're just going to take it at face value and this is what happened and let's prosecute.
I have an addiction. Next up, we have Kimberly, who was visiting us on our Christmas special last week. Well,
yeah, you know, I was here too, you know, but no one even mentioned me, but fine, okay.
Continuing with that theme, she decided to play My Favorite Things, the song, with her aunt on the accompanying her on the piano.
My favorite
now, thing. One of her favorite things is apparently singing bad, and her aunt's favorite thing is barely playing the piano correctly. Not that I can play piano, so I guess I shouldn't judge, but maybe I should.
Yeah, it's some shitty piano playing. I mean, yeah, way better than I can do, because I can't play at all still, though.
Just turn the page. See, when I used to play piano with my grandpa, he was happy. Like, this lady is just like a stern face. My grandpa would look at me and like smile like a maniac. He loved playing music with me.
Yeah, he was having fun.
Yeah.
Probably Kimberly, like, forced her into this. She doesn't want to do this. And she doesn't want to be recorded either.
Like, I was just playing simple chords on my guitar, and he was like, oh my god, that was great. Yeah, so that's
yeah,
all
right, good work. Good
that's
job
pretty
there,
good.
Kimberly.
Sound
real awesome.
By the way, just a real short clip from her from this week. She took the time on Christmas to release this video, I'm Stronger Than You Think.
I could lift a car over my head.
Thanks.
You talked over it, and that was like the whole video.
Oh, all right, start it over.
I told you it's short.
To the people that are telling me to go kill myself, thanks. It means a lot. You guys make me a lot stronger. I'm not going to kill myself. Because I'm stronger than you think.
I really have no opinion on how strong you are. I never thought about it. Oh, she gives a kiss, Mark.
Oh, that's hot. Man, she's so fucking dumb.
You know,
your hate makes me stronger. You don't know that, but it does, so thank you.
How does people yelling at her make her stronger? Is like working out? Imagine if people mocked you out and made you physically stronger. Like, I'm so strong.
Oh, my God. That's where I draw my
power. You would have been like a muscle man after high school.
I would have been. I would have, like...
You'd have Mr. Universe.
I would have... You know what? I could have, like, gripped the side of the building and ripped it from its foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a superhero. Or more likely than not a supervillain, but still would have been good.
Yeah, you should get back to getting mocked out so you can get
so I can get my strength up.
Yeah. Here's a lady in the lunch. I guess they had some kind of holiday karaoke in the lunchroom at some school somewhere.
Singing something inappropriate?
So the lunch lady got up and decided to sing. You think she'd be doing her job, like making me lunch, but no, I guess not.
Well, she already made the lunch and handed it out. What's she going to do now? The kids are eating.
Yeah. And anyways, she started singing pretty well, but if you hear the crowd, they don't seem to care very much.
Oh, fuck off!
That's the thing about karaoke bars in general. Like, you'll be up there singing your heart out, and no one gives a...
Well, that's the thing.
They only pay attention to their friends.
Yeah, no one's going to... In real life, no one's going to mock you out. But, yeah, no one cares.
Being ignored...
They're only there to listen to their people that came with.
This is what Kimberly doesn't understand. I'm going to get close to the mic for this.
Okay. Because you don't want her to hear.
Being ignored is way worse than getting mocked out, in my opinion. I really... Would you rather go to a party and no one talks to you, or they start goofing around with you? You know, come on. I mean, they're both bad.
Honestly, I've had both, so I'm going to say I'd rather be ignored.
I suppose.
Than fucking ridiculed and tormented.
You're just ignored by all women. Would you rather be goofed on by women or just ignored your whole life by women?
I mean, there is an argument. At least
you're getting attention.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least there's some kind of contact.
If you're getting attention, you could probably, you could work on that. If they're paying attention to you, that means you can maybe win them over. If they're totally ignoring you, you can't win someone over who's ignoring you.
I'm gonna have to disagree.
Anyways, here's that lady singing. Oh, now they're starting to pay attention.
She's good.
Yeah.
It's weird if there's a karaoke in the lunchroom at school, though.
Yeah, you bitch, sing it! Sing it, you whore! I didn't know you could even sing this stuff in school. But, there'll be, one weirdo parent, excuse me,
my son came home today telling me
he
that
was whistling,
they were singing
Have Yourself Merry Little Christmas.
Christmas carols in the school? In the school?
Yeah, whatever.
Dumbasses.
Calm down.
She was having a good time, then she went back and
made
another peanut butter jelly sandwich.
She's not going to make a living singing, so you got to make those.
Surprised the principal didn't walk in his suit and hey, hey, quiet down in here.
In my school, they would have came in there and started hitting kids with a paddle.
What's with all the ruckus? This kid really wanted WWE. Is it WWE?
Yeah, it's E. It used to be F.
No, I'm sure. No, I know that. Oh. That's not what I'm asking.
All right.
Yeah, WWE 2K16.
Is that a video game, huh?
Yeah, the WWE 16 game. Well, his mom, she decided that she wanted to save some money, so she got him 2015. And he was none too happy.
What the fuck is this?
You bought me 2K15 instead of 2K16?
It was out of stock.
What the
Man, I'd be like, guess what? This one's out of stock too. You take it out of his hand, it's going back to the fucking store, you ungrateful little shit.
He might be worse than your brother when he used to get gifts. Oh.
Yeah, this is a watch. I already have one of those.
I already got three watches. Way better than this piece of shit.
And Mark, you want this?
Because now I'm just going to throw it in the garbage.
Man, there's so many kids today that are fucking little monsters, and their parents just don't know how to fucking parent, and they just let their kids just be little assholes. And it's like, I just want to tell them thank you. Because in the future, when these monsters are adults and they're huge fucking assholes, we have to deal with that.
Just from listening to the mom, it sounds like a white trash family.
Oh, hell yeah. Of course they're white trash.
Oh, you know, it's so sad, though, when someone gives you a gift and they're smiling and they're like, open it up. And it's like something like, what the fuck? And you go, I guess I can use this. This
would
be great.
Well, of course. You always have to. You just listen.
But I know it's common sad. I feel bad for him.
It's common sense, though. You smile and you say thank you. Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. You give him a hug and then you fucking throw it in your closet. Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, I don't know if you saw the video, someone made a spoof with Macaulay Culkin in it. He played his Kevin McAllister character as an adult, as an Uber driver. And he was insane now because of all the, when he was a kid, he kept getting left alone.
Because he has PTSD?
Yeah.
Because criminals are fucking trying to kill him?
So
okay.
It was decent. It wasn't hilarious. But, he was just a crazy guy. And then at the end, he murdered some guy or whatever.
Yeah.
So in response, Daniel Stern on his official YouTube and Facebook and stuff, he put a response video as Merv. Now, Harry's not in it because Joe Pesci retired. But Merv is telling Harry how this kid is out to get them.
Harry, come find me, Harry, I'm scared.
All right.
The kid is back. I saw it on the internet. The kid is coming to get us. I saw him. He's coming for all the home invaders, and he's going to come get us.
All the home invaders?
Every single one.
But there were only two of those guys. The wet bandits? There were just the two of them. Unless he's going to count the home invaders from Home Alone 3, but he had nothing to do with that. Yeah, that was an entirely different kid.
Nobody believed us about this stupid kid!
He's a pretty good actor.
He hit me in the head with a brick.
I like his acting, but this isn't funny or anything. I mean, I like his enthusiasm, and I like where his head is at.
He's
doing
selling
this.
It, man. He's really into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
It's hard to get into this, something so shitty, like all in and like this.
I mean, I could do it, but yeah. But yeah, it's not funny or anything.
The light just went out.
Oh. Man, if I was his neighbor, I'd be, shut the fuck up!
Didn't he,
My family's trying to celebrate Christmas!
I'm sure he was in a pretty big... I'm sure he's a pretty nice house.
Yeah, probably.
He makes a lot of money doing voiceover work now.
Yeah.
Back when he was, remember he was the Arnold's? He was the voice of, Kevin Arnold?
Oh, yeah. Remember, yeah. Probably does. They do a lot of commercials. All the actors and shit. You know, sometimes you won't even recognize them. Like that's their voice, and then you look. Oh, you just kind of just hits you. Like, oh, wait a minute, that's so and so.
Now we're gonna go up. Here is the top 10 songs played in the United States in 2015 on Spotify.
Oh.
Number 10, "Sugar" by Maroon 5. We played most of these on the show, I think. Just play quick little clips and see if you recognize them. I don't know this
so
one.
So far, no.
Yeah, I don't know this one.
Let me get in a little bit more.
I'm Maroon 5. I'm hurting, baby. I'm
broken down. I need your loving. So far, I'm not recognizing it. Now, when I'm
without you, I'm something weak. Number 9 is "Where Are You Now" by Skrillex, Diplo, and Justin Bieber.
I am a Skrillex fan. How do you spell Diplo?
D-I-P-L-O. Diplo. I sing like
a
girl.
I thought that maybe there was a D at the, or an E at the end.
No.
Because that's like a part of the bone. Like the innards of the bone.
Love Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that sounds like shit.
Number, where are we at? 1090. Number 8, "See You Again," featuring Charlie Puth with Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. I think the song was about Paul Walker, I heard. It really is. I never met him, but he was a good man.
I'll see him again if I watch any of those movies.
Remember that movie where he was like a, some kind of like a mobster or something? He had a big fight in a hockey rink at the end?
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater with a faceless girl.
Yeah, there's lots of those movies where, like, sometimes I'll see a movie on cable and I'll think, I seen that in the theater. Who the fuck did I see?
Yeah,
that
it was like some girl you met on the internet. And that was like the only time you ever hung out, and you like met her in the lobby, and then you like, all right, see you later. All right, call me, or and then they never do. Like, don't know their name. I don't remember what they look like.
Yeah, I see movies with girls I don't know. Yeah,
that's why I always say, do not go to the movie for your first fucking blind date.
Nah, that doesn't, dude. That's not a good rule.
It's a great rule.
No, because it doesn't matter. As soon as she saw you, before even seeing the fucking movie, she knew she wasn't going to talk to you anymore. So the movie had nothing to do with it.
Mean. Number 7, Ed Sheeran, "Thinking Out Loud." When your legs don't work, girls love this shit.
Man, they
like,
love
this makes
dude.
Their panties wet.
Yeah.
My panties are wet.
I
can't sweep
you off of your feet. I pissed myself, but I don't know if that's the same.
Girls love singing along to the chorus of this song. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? The taste of my love? That's gross.
Were you eating lasagna? Will your eyes smile from your cheek?
Darling, they love this part. We'll be loving you. Like, they want to dance slow to it. Tears 17. Coming down their eyes.
Yeah.
He loves me so much. Baby, my Ed Sheeran loves me. This is a good song.
It's fine.
I picture myself just like drinking some wine and
what? Fucking Ed Sheeran?
By the way, I put some wine. It's supposed to taste like a cupcake, red velvet cupcake, something.
Nah, it tastes like fucking wine.
Yeah, shit. Anyways, here's number 6, "The Weeknd," "Can't Feel My Face." Pretty good song. You know it.
I'm sure I've heard it.
We totally played it on the show.
Yeah, whatever. Like it made an impression.
Sounds like Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I thought he died. Apparently not.
Hey, I'm just gonna sound like Michael Jackson, okay? He's dead.
Yeah, someone needs to fucking pick up that torch. Dude's dead.
Yeah, someone should, you know.
Who else is gonna make
Michael Bublé is the new Frank Sinatra. He's the new Michael Jackson, this guy.
Yeah.
The Weeknd is his name,
hey,
I guess.
Ooh, can I be Rodney Dangerfield?
Hey,
he died.
No respect.
Yeah, I believe this. My wife's a whore.
I'll be Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Because he can't feel his face because she's, like, sitting on it and, like, he's gone numb.
Oh, he wouldn't be able to breathe. I can't feel my body because I'm fucking dead.
Next up, number 5, Lean On by featuring Mo and DJ Snake. Oh, that would be a great DJ name. That fucker.
Mo.
Yeah. I was going to change my name
to
Snake.
The Three Stooges.
Yeah. What? You don't get to go, you freaky.
That's all we did.
So much effect in whoever's singing. I don't know if this is Mo, DJ Snake, or Mazer Laser. It's not clear. I'm gonna guess it's
come
Mo.
Come here, you. It's me, Mo.
Yeah, I think it's Mo singing. Because DJ Snake is playing the beats. And Mazer Laser. I don't know what Mazer Laser's doing.
I've heard this in commercials. I wonder how much money they get if they get their song in a commercial.
That's pretty lucrative. That's how you make your money now.
Let's make up a song that we can put in a commercial.
Oh, yeah, this part. Which is probably from... Who knows if it was this song you heard or some other song that they stole this from?
They just lifted this. I think it was this, though.
Number 4, Uptown Funk. We all know this song.
Yeah.
This song's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Here's The Weeknd again in at number 3 with Earned It, 50 Shades of Grey song. You tied me up and whipped me with your cock. It's 50 Shades of Grey, that's what happens, right?
I guess, I haven't seen the movie.
You held me against my will, but it's okay, because I'm your submissive. I give you permission to abuse me.
No, it's not against your will, then. If you give me someone permission to do it, it's, you know, yeah, well, it doesn't work that way.
Number 2, The Weeknd's up again with The Hills. I'm scared, Mark.
I know. This is like kind of horror movie-ish sounding.
In a world where The Weeknd has 3 songs in the Spotify top 10 U.S. tracks. Me too. I'm trying to get Mark out of the friend zone.
I'm firmly entrenched.
And number one, a song that we mocked when we first played it, but now I love it, and I listen to it in my car all the time. Trap Queen by Fetty Wap. I wish I'd said how many listens they got. I mean, I could find out, but...
Do you really like this?
I love this song.
Talking about pies and shit?
It turns me up. No, no. Turns
you up? Gets... I don't know what does that mean.
I don't know.
Are you turned up, man?
I would turn it on and pumps
I'm
it up.
I'm so turned up. It's like pumped up and turned on, all rolled into one. Shit.
I think it's
going.
Super catchy. I don't know. It'll grow. If you listen to music more, it grows.
I don't want to give this shit the chance to grow on me. It's like beer. If you drink and play it, it tastes like shit now.
Dude,
sure.
This is a good
song.
But
if you drink enough, you learn to appreciate it and you really like it.
This part
guess
I love.
What?
This part I love.
I don't want to. My first impression is it's shit, so I'm gonna stick with it.
You don't get it, man. All the ladies are dancing this shit.
Let them dance. I'm just watching the ladies.
You don't like this part?
Nah.
You're coming with a bad attitude, Mark.
Ooh, it's like doing some kind of Tarzan thing.
You're just coming in with a bad attitude. That's what happens. If I don't know. I think it's a pretty good song.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Now I just want to do a real quick thing. Did you know that, speaking of Spotify news, the big news is that the Beatles are finally streaming on streaming sites, Spotify and Google Play.
I am in the minority of people who do not give a fuck about the Beatles.
That's why I'd play a few songs and see if you know the titles of these songs.
Oh, man. If it's not like some of the famous ones that I just might know, Or if they say it, do they say the title in the song? And then I could probably pick it
up. There's the first track. It was probably their most popular song, I'd say. Seeking words of wisdom.
Is that them or is that you? I can't tell.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom.
Well, because I've heard the song, and he says "Let It Be" after that, so I assume that the name of the song is "Let It Be."
Yeah.
Okay.
How about this?
Like, because he says it in the fucking song.
How about this song? You should get if you don't get this one, I'm worried for you.
Hey Jude.
I have no idea. I don't know what song this is.
Yeah. So, like I said, if they say it in the fucking song,
how about this one?
I mean, I've heard it a million times. It's
this
shoop,
song.
It's a shoop.
My uncle. So I asked my uncle what this song was about when I was a little kid. And he laughed at me for some reason.
If it doesn't say it in here, then I have no idea what this name of the song is. I mean, I've heard it a million times.
Now, theoretically, I guess the music song is actually about nonsense. Doesn't really mean anything. But my uncle thought it was about something. He took the title literally.
Oh, let's come together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he laughed it up. He thought it was hilarious. And I asked what the song was about. How about this one? There was a movie, a musical, which was pretty good. Used the same name.
Yellow Submarine?
No. You'll never get it. Across the Universe.
No.
Here's a song that was a cartoon by them.
In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed.
You literally just fucking said it.
Oh, this is the Yellow Submarine
yeah.
thing? Okay.
How many minutes of the song do we have to play?
I don't know.
Here's another song that's super popular.
Penny Lane, there is a barbershop.
Yeah, Penny Lane.
Here's another song that's super popular by them. Have you ever heard this song before?
I've heard this shit because it's in movies and stuff.
Let me take you down, cause I'm going.
Strawberry Fields, right?
Yeah, you did it before you even said it.
I know.
How about this one?
Well, because, I mean, I've heard this shit in movies.
How about this? It's Somebody in the Sky with Diamonds. Do you know who?
Shit. Lucy, right?
Yeah. How about this song? It's about a lonely old lady.
Is it all the lonely people?
No, it's not. You're one of those people who all titles of songs, wherever the chorus is. You call Enter Sandman Exit Light?
No, I call Enter Sandman Enter Sandman.
He doesn't say Enter Sandman.
He doesn't?
Yeah. How about this one?
What was that other one called?
Eleanor Rigby.
No, yeah, never would have fucking gotten that.
Everyone's heard this song. You know what it's called?
There are places I remember.
Nope.
All my life.
Is it All My Life?
In My Life.
How close enough.
How about this one?
Help.
Is it Help?
How about this one?
Is it Dong?
It's been a hard day's night.
Could it be A Hard Day's Night?
Yeah.
Okay. Surely I know them all.
And for the song of the week, we go to Lionel Richie, who had this song number one.
Let me tell you something, though.
In 1980, this week, 1985.
Beatles? Not fucking impressed, man.
You're a dumbass.
They're fine.
I'm not going to argue with
they're
you.
They're good.
I'm not going to argue with a guy
there's
like
nothing
you.
Nothing to argue. It's my opinion.
They're the greatest band of all time. They've sold more albums than
greatest
anybody.
Greatest band of all time.
Yes.
Yes.
Not as good as Lionel Richie and Say You, Say Me, which was number one this
say
week in 1985.
You, say me.
I'm going to steal my friend's daughter.
Say
I love that story. I don't know why.
Know.
I'm obsessed with
that
it.
That's the way it should be.
You're not a fit father.
Say you, say me.
Technically, say I can fuck her.
Yeah, it's true.
Naturally.
That's what they should say about all stepkids. Technically, I can fuck you.
Yeah.
I had a dream.
Now, Lionel Richie, he's fucking good. Way better than the fucking Beatles.
You're funny. You're a funny guy.
They're fine. But you know what? They're like equivalent with good music that I've heard. Like, you know, modern. It's fine.
Like Fetty Wap?
Yeah.
You hate Fetty Wap.
I mean, listen, the Beatles aren't talking about pies, but, I mean, they're pretty good. Maybe they could do for some more pies in their music.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think they have some songs with pies.
I don't know. But Lionel Richie is so good, he doesn't even need to talk about a pie. For it to be this, you know, this.
What do you think profound. Is better for playing to get a girl to make love to you, this song or the Ed Sheeran song?
Oh, Ed Sheeran.
Unless it's like a 30, like a 48
year
old woman.
Yeah, you know your audience. If it's an older woman, I'd play Lionel Richie.
If it's a really young girl, I'd play the Wiggles.
The Woggles.
The Woggles is a garage rock band. I always get mixed up. Yeah. The Wiggles. There's a band called the Woggles. They've been around forever. They're garage rock. They must have been so pissed when the Wiggles got popular.
What the fuck is
now,
this?
Now, wherever we say, hey, we're going to see a Woggles concert. What are you thinking, your kid? No. The Woggles, not the Wiggles.
Yeah,
oh.
A little different.
Yeah, I'm a singer of the Woggles.
You wear that suit?
What color shirt do you wear? Yellow? Red? Like, no!
You think I just don't know how to pronounce wiggle? Because I do, okay? I can pronounce wiggle. I'm saying woggle. It's an entirely different thing.
Well, thank you to Lionel Richie, Ed Sheeran, Fetty Wap.
And not the Beatles. Who gives a fuck? HotJawWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend.
Save me. Save for always. Oh, that's the way it should be.